Today's Transmissions podcast is brought to you by 80stees.com. 80stees.com has an incredible selection of Transformers shirts and hoodies, including some amazing Transformers costume hoodies. Transform into Grimlock, Megatron, or even Optimus Prime with the 80stees.com costume hoodies. Hello, all sentient beings, and welcome to the Transmissions Podcast, where we talk about all news, toys, and comic books related to the Transformers! On this episode of Transmissions, we have results. Survey results, actually. Our 2014 survey results as voted by you, our listener. So sit back. We're about to start Transmissions.
Welcome to Transmissions, the podcast that cares what its listeners think. I'm your host, Charles, a.k.a. Big C, and I'm joined by the excellent Transmissions team, Yusuf, better known as Yoshi.
Yo, surveys.
And Daryl, the Cybertronian beast.
Hey, everybody. I hate to be one of those podcasts that doesn't care what its listeners think. Let's talk Transformers.
All right, so this is a special show. We're talking about the results of our Best of 2014 surveys. So we asked you, the listener, to tell us what were your favorite Transformers toys and comics of 2014, and we have the results. Don't worry, Jeremy is still with us. He just couldn't make this show, but he's still around, and he'll be back with us soon. So
I keep telling that guy, a Voltron podcast will not fly because they don't listen to their listeners and they don't care about survey results.
Yes, that's the problem with Voltron.
I know.
All right, so we asked you what were your favorite toys and comics for this year.
And we pretended to listen.
We let Google collect all the results for us, and we're going to give them to you now. So, Daryl, why don't you start us off with toys?
Sure thing. So, the big question that started us all off on the survey was, do you collect Transformer toys? And the resounding answer was yes. Both Hasbro and third party took that question with 56% of the vote. The second place answer, I guess, was 27%, was only Hasbro so far, but I'm open to third party. And then the third place answer was yes, official Hasbro products only. So it's good to see that everyone, the majority of people are open to getting both third party and Hasbro products. Because there really is, in my opinion, there really is some really good stuff coming out from the third party market. So that's really good to see. The next question was the best Hasbro mainline Age of Extinction figure. So this one really wasn't much of a contest. With 55% of the vote, Evasion Mode Optimus Prime took it. And, I think if you ask, mostly everyone, that's what they're going to say. And the majority of our survey results show that.
Yeah, it's about the only Age of Extinction figure that I even remotely had an interest in.
Yeah, its transformation is really cool. So, yeah, it definitely has perked a lot of interest in the fandom. So, best Hasbro Legends Generations figure. Now, this one was one that we definitely wanted to get. This category was definitely one we wanted to get in from last year because we had a couple of complaints on last year's survey that we weren't paying enough homage to the small guys in the Generations line. So we definitely wanted to make sure we paid some respect to them. And taking the category with 42% of the vote, Yoshi, what do you think, man?
I'm going to go with the only one I bought, Cosmos.
That's right, bud.
Yes.
Cosmos.
This guy's perfect.
And Payload with the majority vote on that one.
I would like you to separate Payload from that, because I guarantee you nobody voted for Payload.
Payload's not the greatest figure, but Cosmos certainly was very good.
They're a set, place, though. They go together.
That's true. You can't get one without the other. Second place in that, I want to make sure I mentioned, second place went to Swerve and Flanker. So, Swerve was also a very good figure.
Was it a close second or a distant second?
Pretty distant, 26% for Swerve and Flanker. So the best Hasbro Deluxe figure, this one definitely caused a lot of stir because a lot of the people voting wanted to vote for the figure that they liked best. And unfortunately, I didn't, in the survey, didn't put every figure that was released in 2014. That was an awful lot of figures, so I apologize. I think next year I'm just going to throw all the damn figures in the list. Let you guys vote for whatever you want. But with 39% of the vote, it took the win. Waspinator got it. And I do have Waspinator. I've never opened him, but he looks really good. So I don't know. Do you guys have Waspinator?
I don't have him, but I have heard good things about him.
From what I understood, he did have a bit of an issue getting into the States. So a lot of you guys had had supply issues on that wave. So he was a bit more rare for a lot of the U.S. customers. The next question on the survey was, do you enjoy the addition of the IDW comics within the deluxe figure packaging? And this one was a really easy question. I think a lot of people, the majority... with 44% voted, yes, I like the comics, but it's not a determining factor. So it seems like most of the people are buying the figures for the toys, but they do appreciate the comics that are in there. Because the next vote, second place vote, was 36% with yes, the addition of the comics is a great value. So the majority of the people buying the figures really do like the comics in there. So it's a good move on Hasbro's part, I think. Too bad I don't get them here in Canada.
Boo, French Canadian.
Yes. Damn you, Quebec.
Okay, and the next category we have here is Best Voyager from Hasbro, or Leader Class, I guess, in the Generations figure category. And the winner in this category, with 48% of the vote, nearly half, Jetfire. So Leader Class Generations Jetfire, an amazing figure, really. How can you argue with that? Took that category. A really, really great figure. Following up in second place, Voyager Class Rhinox with 23% of the vote. So what do you guys think? Charles, you have Jetfire. It's do you agree that it's a good figure?
Yeah, I mean, he really looks good. I think I got a good deal on him for Cyber Monday, so I was really excited to get him. He's still in the box, so I still got to get him out and play with him for a little bit. But the consensus seems to be that everyone really liked him, except I guess for some wrist issues that people had with the gaps in the wrists. So
yeah, the forearms have some gaps, and the fact that for a Leader Class toy, there's no wrist swivel.
Yeah.
That was one of my complaints on them, for sure.
Wasn't there an issue, Daryl, that I heard about the metallic paint chipping before some even got out of the box?
Yeah, some people have some real issue with the metallic chrome on the weapons. So, yeah, a lot of people that I've known that there is a really good video done by Cheetamus. He put it out there, and it shows you how to take the chrome off really, really easily. So you don't have to chip away at it or scrape away. But yeah, it's if you just want to have them flat red, then you can go ahead and do that, or paint them up or whatever you want. But yeah, if you really want to get that off there and do something different with it, then you got to strip it first. But yeah, a lot of people are kind of on the fence. Either they like it and they can deal with the chrome, or they really don't like it and they really want to get rid of it. Hmm. I don't mind it myself.
Yeah, I mean, I guess the people who responded to our survey liked it, so they all picked it, so.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
The next question was, best Hasbro Takara masterpiece figure. a lot of interest in what would happen with this vote. And the winner with 41% was Wheeljack. And I think with Charles, you picked one up at TFCon.
That's
right. And I grabbed one. Jeremy grabbed one with you. Yoshi, I think you're still looking to get one at some point. But this is a great figure, and I have to agree. I have to agree with the majority here on this one. Second place now, was Prowl with 27%.
Would to me, just looking at him, I haven't touched these two figures. I've touched Prowl, but I haven't touched Wheeljack. It seems to me that they're similar enough that maybe the reason Wheeljack won is because he's just a more popular character.
Well, I wouldn't necessarily say they're similar. Their transformations are completely different.
Oh, well, fuck.
So, Wheeljack's a popular character, sure. Prowl is also very popular. But I have to say, owning both figures, the transformations are ingenious for both figures. And the alt modes look amazing for both of them. But Wheeljack really does have that really wicked little extra little bit of... I don't know what you want to call it, but the alt mode looks amazing, like really, really good. And the robot mode is perfect. So I do agree. Plus, maybe I can see the people not voting for Prowl because it was the Hasbro version. And most likely they've seen it. It's been around for a year. It did come out in 2013. So it's not exactly new. But for Hasbro, it was their new one for 2014. But I want to mention, third place with 12% was Bumblebee. So he was, in fact, in the survey. So a lot of people not overly happy with the Bumblebee when compared to Wheeljack.
Now, is that fair to say, Daryl, or is it fairer to say that Bumblebee hasn't been available as long?
It's possible. Bumblebee came out just before the end of the survey.
Right.
So there's probably a lot of people that may not have had a chance to get their hands on him, but yeah, it'll be interesting. Maybe next year, I may throw Bumblebee back into the survey because he did come out so close to the end of the year, and I've definitely I'll be throwing in Ultra Magnus as well. But
now I noticed with this particular question, unlike the Cosmos question where you included his little buddy, you didn't include Spike in the Bumblebee question. So maybe Spike is the reason everybody hates this figure.
It's possible.
We all know I'm not happy with the Bumblebee mold either, but he's such a popular character. I'm finding it hard to believe that it's that disliked.
Yeah. It's possible, but I think it has a combination of things to do. The Spike, maybe. Although an added value of having Spike in the package, I can't see it being that big of a determining factor. But I think more to do with it is the fact that it came out so close to the end of the year. So a lot of people had much more experience with the Wheeljack as opposed to the Bumblebee. So the next question on the survey was, which character would you like to see get the Masterpiece treatment? So Masterpiece has definitely been taking on a life of its own, getting a whole brand new line. It's definitely not a one-off thing anymore. And the figure that won this one, because we got a variety of different answers, but the figure or the character that definitely took the cake here was Jazz, with 13% of the vote. So not a resounding, glorious win by any stretch of the imagination, but it beat the second place character by 1%. So with 12% of the vote in second place was Galvatron. So I think those are two really good characters that the fans, and myself included, would love to see. Yoshi, Charles, you guys have been collecting the Masterpiece as of late as well. What do you think of getting these two characters in your collections?
I would accept either one of those.
Both. Shut up and take my money. Absolutely. But, you know, we've talked about it recently. I think collectively, maybe not individually, but collectively, we'd all still like to see a G2 tank.
Oh, yeah.
A G2 Megatron.
At some point, there's probably going to be one.
Yeah.
maybe not Masterpiece, but at some point there's going to be a new Megatron.
Well, you have Mania King, Daryl. How does that – is that a passable substitute for a Masterpiece Galvatron or not really?
No, he's more Voyager size.
Okay.
Yeah, but he's very good quality, extremely good quality. He's made by Unique Toys and very, very good quality figure, but a little small to be passing off as a Masterpiece scale figure.
Okay.
Yeah. The next question on the list, best third-party figure. This is one last year was won by Quakewave, but this year was won by, we just talked about it, Unique Toys UTG01 Mania King. So this was the third-party version of Galvatron, and it took 26% of the vote, and it beat a figure that is extremely popular, Fans Toys Scoria. So it wasn't overly close, 19% of the vote. Again, we had a lot of characters or a lot of figures in this category, so votes were all over the board, but Mania King from Unique Toys took the win with 26% of the vote. And like Charles said, I do have Mania King, and it is a great figure. So if you're looking for a Galvatron, that's a good one.
Do you also have Quakewave from last year?
I don't.
Okay.
But my friend Dogcades has it, and I have messed with it. I do have a review up on my YouTube channel for it, and it's a really, really good figure. Definitely deserving of the title from 2013.
Cool.
So while we're still on the topic of third-party toys, when it comes to third-party companies, I guess, and Hasbro's Age of Extinction line, making the Dinobots, which is your favorite? So with 31% of the vote, Fans Project took the win on that one. So they are making those Dinobots that are coming with the, I guess you can call them Target Masters of some kind, but, they're very cool. I guess the first one came out at TFCon, Canada or TFCon Mississauga last year, and it was Cubrar or Clumpio. That was Clumpio last year at TFCon, and then the second one came out at the TFCon Chicago, Cubrar.
Yeah.
So I'm pretty sure there's still only the two out as of right now, but they are very good looking figures, and they are what you voted as the best third party company to make Dinobots. Next on the list was, which character would you like to see get redone by a third-party company? So this one was basically an open forum. So a lot of characters getting voted in here with the win with only 7%. But like I said, you could have basically written in anything in here. Rodimus or Hot Rod or IDW Rodimus. This got 7%, so it takes the win. So we're looking for a third-party company to make a Rodimus Prime or a Hot Rod figure. As memory serves, there really is only the one, which is an add-on set from Fans Project. And it's the protector armor that goes over the classics Rodimus. So it's a good set. And, I think what we're looking for is a new one, a brand new Rodimus. Next question. Which company would you like to see create that character? So talking about the Rodimus or whichever character you ended up voting for, with 21% of the vote, Mastermind Creations took the win on that one. So what we've got here is we'd like to see a third-party Rodimus made by Mastermind Creations. I think that'd be pretty cool. They have some really good designers over there.
Yeah. Are you happy with that, Daryl?
Yeah, that'd be pretty cool. Actually, right. Yeah. Yeah, I think that'd be really nice. I think it would have to be an optional Rodimus Prime with the trailer. Yeah, probably with the Matrix. And yeah, I think they could do a really good job with it. The next question on the survey was, do you purchase toys online? This was a simple yes or no. And 88% of the vote was yes. So a lot of people voted for online purchasing. So I guess the 12% that didn't, you're just getting your stuff out of the stores, which means you're probably, or at a convention, I guess, which you're probably not getting a really good selection of third party. But
Yeah, but they're probably not the third-party buyers.
It's true.
Yeah.
It's true. And then follow-up question is, which sites do you use?
Pornhub.
What did you write here?
Oh, for toys. Okay.
Yeah, so, I mean, here, every person could check more than one box. So I guess there's not really a good way to calculate a percentage since...
Didn't really think that went through very well, did we?
No, that would have been my fault. But the winner is Big Bad Toy Store. So they are the major online retailer for the majority of our fans, the voters of this survey. Second place was TF Source. So those are the two majors, and it shows through.
You know what I'm not seeing on this list, Daryl, and I use it all the time?
What's that?
Toys R Us.
That's one of the questions. That's part of the confusion that a lot of people had with this is when I listed all of the online sites that I could think of, I forgot two humongous major ones. I forgot Toys R Us online or .ca.com.
Okay.
And I forgot Hasbro.com. So two humongous major ones that I forgot completely because I was only thinking about the, you know,
the third party
online sites. Not that they only sell third party toys, but they're the third party sites. So, yeah. So that was my mistake. And hopefully next year I will remember to correct that.
Send all your complaints to Daryl.
Daryl via Canadian.
To Yoshi. Care of Igloo in Alaska.
No, I only get fan mail. I don't get hate mail.
Anyway, so yeah, that's the list of the toys. Thank you all for voting. I guess we're gonna go move on to comics now, and I'm gonna pass back over to Charles.
All right. Before we start in the comics, let me just get your opinion, Daryl. What do you think of the results? Are they in line with your personal opinion, or do you think some fans got it wrong?
Well, I mean, I think that. I think I agree with part of the complaints that we probably had. I think for best Hasbro Deluxe figure, I honestly believe that I cut myself or I cut the voters off at the knees by only listing five figures. So I probably should fix that for next year. I don't agree with Wasminator as being the best figure.
Okay.
But, you know, it's probably a good figure. Like I said, I haven't opened it, so I can't really judge. I haven't had an RC. The fact that Windblade made it into the top three, and I think it's a horrendous figure. But again, I put it in the list of the top five, so that's my mistake. But as far as like the preferential questions, you know, I agree. Wheeljack's an amazing figure. Again, like, I remember the Year of the Horse. I think it's Year of the Horse. Yeah. Optimus was on that and he did not make it. So he did not get voted into the top three. So that was interesting. I was sure that people were in love with that mold and he would most likely get voted in. But, I think people kind of didn't like the gold deco on him. They just kind of maybe bought him because they had no other option.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I generally agree with everything. Which character would you like to get done by a third party company? I like the idea of Rodimus. It's pretty cool. There are other ones in here on the list. Skylanx got voted heavily. Optimus Primal voted heavily. A Megatron. There's a lot of Megatrons. We're getting another one with Apollyon right now. So he got voted heavily. A Jetfire. We've gotten one. Everyone hated it. An Omega Supreme would be really cool. We got one already kind of in the Fall of Cybertron or War for Cybertron mode. But and I generally didn't like the way that looked, but whatever. But yeah, so a lot of the people, they really voted really in line with the way I thought. So yeah, I agree.
Okay. Yoshi, did you have any thoughts on the toys or are you still... Not too fussed with those modern newfangled non G1 toys.
You know what? I will say I am. I definitely agree with the Cosmos being voted awesome, the awesome toy to be awesome ever. You know, you have to wonder out of all the toys of that size class that they've put out, this is the one I bought, and I think it was the best purchase in toys I might have made it in the last year. I just, it's so updated yet true to the G1 look and feel, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. So was it? I'm left wondering, was it a happy accident? Did they actually put an effort to try and do this just to see what would happen? It, when you compare it to everybody else, I don't know. You know, it could have been a happy accident. It could have been done on purpose. I agree with Daryl. I don't think Waspinator should have taken the one pull, but he was a pretty important character in the comics there for a while, which might just be that people like the character, and that's why it was voted, not so much that the toy was the best toy created.
Yeah, he's also from Beast Wars, so people who are fans of Beast Wars wanted to see.
Yeah, no, there's a lot of Beast Wars fans coming of a time in their life where they have money to spend and buy shit now.
Yeah.
Which is cool, you know, all more power to you and to the fandom. We're just going to be seeing more Beast Wars stuff, I think. That's a very good point. The other thing I'll comment on was the voting for what should be the next Masterpiece figures. And that's, you know, a really hard one to pick as well as to make a mistake on, because there's still such a melting pot of characters to pull from right now that it's hard to be upset with anything. And you know, even the bad ones that have come out, like I'm still kicking myself for not getting Acid Storm. I wish I had had money when Starscream and Thundercracker and the Seekers were out. And you know, Daryl and I might just have to correct that when we're at the convention this year.
Okay. All right. So, I think that'll do it for toys, and we'll move on to comics. So what did people think were the best comics of 2014? All right. So we started off just, to get a feel for how many of the Transformers fans that are out there are interested in the IDW comics. And we had a pretty good result. 2/3, 67% of the survey respondents said that they do read the IDW comics. So 33% don't read the comics at all. So that's a pretty good chunk of the fandom who's looking at the comics. If we could make the assumption that this is in any way representative of the larger fandom. So next we had, what was the best Transformers comic series of 2014? And this was not a contest at all. So with 65% of the vote,
Regeneration won.
Sorry, Yoshi, you didn't get all the votes in the survey. So more than meets the eye. Mr. James Roberts, Alex Milne, Josh Burcham, and then Joanna LaFuente, you guys took it home for 2014.
What was the second one?
I didn't get that. Hold on.
Well done, Yoshi.
What I'm trying to here's what I'm trying to determine, Charles. I'm trying to determine if Regeneration 1 beats out Transformers versus G.I. Joe. That I need this win, okay? I need this win.
Okay.
Or I'm going to start drinking.
The next highest, there was a tie with Transformers, formerly Robots in Disguise, and Regeneration 1 tied for the second place.
That's a win formerly for you.
Formerly Robots in Disguise.
Huh?
Say that again. I got lost.
Transformers, Robots in Disguise, it's now just Transformers.
Right.
And Regeneration 1, they tied for second place.
Oh. Happy day.
So they did in fact beat Transformers versus G.I. Joe. So you can be happy there.
I wonder what this poll would reflect if it was G.I. Joe based and where that comic would sit in the standings.
Still at the bottom.
All right, I don't have Jeremy here to back me up, so you guys are hard.
Because he started his own podcast with Voltron and no listeners.
Oh. All right. Okay, next. What was the best Transformers comic story arc of 2014? So we had a couple of choices, and this was a little bit more spread out. So the top one with 27% of the vote was The Lost Light Disappears. So this is issues of More Than Meets the Eye, number 31 to 34. So this is the story arc where we had the second Lost Light that had been attacked by the Decepticon Justice Division and destroyed. And, you know, it was a quantum duplicate and all that crazy sci-fi stuff. Second place was, with 21% of the vote, was The Trial of Megatron in More Than Meets the Eye, issues 28 to 30. So if you put the two together, the two most popular story arcs are taking place in More Than Meets the Eye. And then with third place at 19% was the crossover between More Than Meets the Eye and Robots in Disguise of Dark Cybertron.
It's interesting to see that they go from first to third backwards in time, like 34 to 31 and 30 to 28 of More Than Meets the Eye. It's just the most recent issue to the older issue from first to third.
Yeah. Kinda.
So it's like the most recent in memory is the most popular. It's what, the way it looks to me.
Yeah. Yeah, I personally would have picked The Trial of Megatron. I really enjoyed that, you know, having it's kind of like something you never think you'd see, like Megatron going on trial for starting the Decepticon movement. It's just, you know, kind of one of those scenarios that as a Transformers fan, you never think you'd see, you know, turned into an official story. And I just thought it was really interesting. Mm-hmm. All right. So next, who was the best comics writer for 2014? And again, if your favorite comic was More Than Meets the Eye, then the writer is James Roberts. And he got 53% of the vote. Simon Furman, with Regeneration 1, came up as second place with 11%. Margaret Scott came up with third place at 10%. So there you go, Yoshi. Simon Furman's getting the runner-up place there.
I am not complaining.
Okay, next, the best regular interior artist for 2014. And again, More Than Meets the Eye is taking home the win here with Alex Milne, the regular artist on More Than Meets the Eye. He got 42% of the vote. Runner-up, newcomer Sarah Stone, the Transformers comics, she gets 34% of the vote for Windblade.
Impressive.
That is impressive. If you think about it, she only had four issues.
Yeah. So
that's very impressive for that.
And third place is Guido Guidi on Regeneration 1. He got 12% of the vote. So cool. All right. Next, interior and cover colorist for 2014. So we have a lot of great colorists on Transformers comics, and they do a lot of duties. They do interior art, they do covers, they pretty much do it all. So looking at the vote here, it's pretty spread out, but taking the top spot is Josh Burcham, who's doing he did More Than Meets the Eye number 28, and he's still doing More Than Meets the Eye covers. He takes home 26% of the vote.
Josh A.
And it's impressive because Josh has given up a regular coloring duties on More Than Meets the Eye now. So this is just on the strength of his covers in that one issue. Runners up, both with the same amount of votes at 20% each. We have Josh Perez, who does RID colors, and Joanna LaFuente, who is currently doing the More Than Meets the Eye colors. And they both do cover duties as well. So, and Joanna LaFuente has done some colors on Robots in Disguise too. She does a couple of pages whenever they have fill-in artists. So she's a busy lady there. And our good friend John Paul Bove is rounding out the list with 17% of the vote, just on the strength of his 30th anniversary covers, the ones he did with Guido and with Casey Collar.
Those were really good.
Yeah. All right, next, who was the best fill-in or partial interior artist for 2014? So we had a lot of people contributing fill-in pages or fill-in issues just with the Dark Cybertron crossover, and also in RID we had several people filling in for artist Andrew Griffith a couple of times. So with so there was a lot of choices for fill-in artists, and taking the top spot again, newcomer Sarah Stone on RID issue number 33, and she got 24% of the vote.
Very good.
And second place is Nick Roche on More Than Meets the Eye number 24, that it was Dark Cybertron chapter 4, and he got 19% of the vote. And I think he only drew, like, what was it, 4 or 5 pages of that issue. So people are really jonesing to get Nick Roche back. And coming up third is our good friend Casey Collar on Robots in Disguise number 30. He got 10% of the vote. And we always like to see art from Casey, so that's cool. Mm-hmm. Okay, next, best cover artist for 2014. Again, newcomer Sarah Stone is showing up, having an impressive showing here. She got 34% of the vote on the strength of her Windblade, Primacy, and the 30th anniversary covers for September.
Wow.
So, everyone is liking Sarah Stone's art.
Mm-hmm.
And second place was Nick Roche, because he's doing the More Than Meets the Eye subscription covers, and he got 17% of the vote. And third place was Alex Milne, and he does the More Than Meets the Eye regular covers, and he did the December 30th anniversary covers with 12% of the vote. All right, so rounding out the categories for comics, we have the best letterer of 2014. And our favorite letterer took the top spot, Mr. Tom B. Long. And he pretty much letters almost all the regular series. He did all the letters for Dark Cybertron, More Than Meets the Eye, and Robots in Disguise. He got 52% of the vote. Chris Mowry coming in second place with Regeneration 1, Windblade, and Primacy. So he got 18% of the vote. And we have kind of a pinch hitter who we haven't seen in a lot of comics, but he did 2 issues of More Than Meets the Eye, Gilberto Lazcano. He got 13% of the vote just on the strength of those 2 issues. And those were part of the Dark Cybertron crossover, chapters 4 and 6. And then rounding out the category, Mr. Tom Scioli on Transformers vs. G.I. Joe. He got 12% of the vote because he does his own lettering in addition to the drawing and colors. And that'll do it for all the comics categories. So congratulations to all the winners.
Good stuff.
And it looks, again, More Than Meets the Eye seems to be a fan favorite for comics, taking home a lot of prizes. And Sarah Stone, as a newcomer on the Transformers comics, getting a lot of the art prizes. So congratulations.
Yeah. I was reading an article that online that mentioned that More Than Meets the Eye is the best comic you're not reading.
Yeah, we talked about that on the podcast.
It was some kind of podcast I was listening to. I don't know what it was.
Yeah, that would be the one you're on, Daryl.
There's so much stuff going on. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, between, you know, the Voltron podcast and us, it's hard to pay attention
anymore. I have no idea.
All right. Well, thanks, everyone, for giving us your opinions. And it's really great to see all these trends here and see what people thought. Also, thanks for giving us feedback on the show itself. It was really interesting to see a lot of the responses. We got a lot of good feedback. It's funny because, you know, we asked a couple of questions about what people thought of the different sections of the show. In particular, you know, what did you think of the toys? What do you think of comics? And it looks like, you know, a majority of people pretty much think we have a good balance. Like, you know, we have a good balance of toys. We have a good balance of comics. But it's funny because there's like a percentage on both sides that say, okay, you need to do more toys. And then it seems like the exact opposite numbers say, okay, you need to do more comics. So I think it looks like for the most part we have a good balance, so we probably won't be making any kind of radical shifts at the moment. But we did get a lot of good feedback and suggestions for future guests and things like that. So Thanks, thanks everyone for taking the time to fill it out and help us improve the show.
Yeah, thank you. And I'll satisfy those two comments that, that asked if Yoshi was single. He is not.
Sorry, boys.
So you'll just have to love him from afar.
That's right.
It's okay. All right. So I think that'll do it for this special episode of Transmissions, where we give you our 2014 survey results. So come back next time where we have more, you know, classic Transformers talk, toys, comics, movies, TV shows, all that good stuff. And please don't forget, if you like what we're doing, give us ratings on iTunes and Stitcher. You know, that always helps the podcast, helps us raise our visibility. If you want to leave us feedback, feel free to comment on our website or contact us on social media. We're all out there everywhere. You can find all the information on our website at www.transmissionspodcast.com.
Also, if you find that you don't agree with some of the stuff that got voted in on the survey and you want to talk about it, you feel free to hit us up and tweet at us. We're more than happy to discuss the results and, you know, what we thought about a certain question and what you thought about it. We'll get into a discussion with you. We love talking Transformers. That's, you know, it's not just a tagline for me. It's just, I do enjoy it. So we all like talking about it. We wouldn't be doing a podcast if we didn't like talking Transformers. So hit us up and chat with us.
Except for Jeremy, who's off doing Voltron.
That's, yeah.
We love you, Jeremy.
Yeah. But yeah, hit us up.
All right. And please make Yoshi happy and go sign our petition to bring back the G1 cartoon as a comic.
We need this signed.
We're still trying to get that done. So if you haven't signed it, go sign it. If you have signed it, tell five people to sign it too.
And then watch them do it. Stand over their shoulder until they actually have signed it. Then make them sign in with iTunes and give us a 5-star review. Or we'll quit being your best friend.
No list for you, huh?
No list for you, yeah. No list.
All right, guys, we will see you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye, everybody.
Regeneration one for life!
Thanks for picking up our transmission. Give us feedback on our website at www.transmissionspodcast.com, where you can find all of our contact info on social media and links to all of our show notes discussed in each episode. You can also email us directly at feedback@transmissionspodcast.com.